Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and I don't know, I might not be able to talk to you this afternoon because I've got some fabulous pop-up books here that Miss Faith Sprouse brought us here. She is superintendent of schools for District 51. That's where Shoals and area over there. How you doing today, Faye?
Doing very well, thanks.
Very good to have you here. Now, I guess we ought to start out, since I brought up about these pop-up books. What's the deal with the pop-up books here? I mean, these are little works of art, aren't they?
Absolutely. I really love my pop-up book collection. I have probably 30 to 35 already, and it's just, those are great tools to use when I go out into the schools with all ages, because they're just fascinated by the photos, well, the pictures that pop up out of the books, of course. I have fiction and nonfiction books, so I can use them as teaching tools. My most recent one that I read this week to kids in K through sixth grade is called Dragons and Monsters. The books that I collect are mostly done by Matthew Reinhardt and Robert Sabuda. Those are paper engineers. And Matthew Reinhardt is actually a graduate of Clemson University, so we kind of call him home folks. But
yeah. Wow, they're pretty neat. Now, these are not, when you think about the pop-up books for 2-year-olds or something like that. These really are works of art.
Absolutely, and we have to be very careful in allowing children to play with them. You know, we just have to supervise them while they look through them. I wouldn't put them in the hands of a 2 or 3 year old unsupervised. Absolutely not.
In fact, one of the books you were showing me actually has a Christmas tree and it lights up when you open it up.
And children just love that. They're just fascinated by that.
That is pretty cool. Now, what got you into pop-up books?
Well, actually, Beth Bass, who used to have Framing by Beth here in Greenwood.
Right.
She's my she's the other grandmother of my grandbabies.
Okay.
My daughter married her son, Jonathan, and she gave me one for Christmas one year. And I loved the pop-up books as a child, but I had never seen this type of pop-up book. And so from then on, that was just what I collected. I never really collected anything else, but I saw this as a way of something that makes me happy, but that I can turn around and use in schools with children. And it really does get them turned on to reading.
You know, one of the things that you were telling me is that you read to kindergarten or first through sixth grade?
I do. Twice a year, I go out to the 4K, preschool, threes and fours, and then even sometimes as high as seventh grade. So I try to get around to them at least twice a year.
Right out there in Ware Shoals. Now, Faye, one of the things that always interests me is how people, like, what did you want to be when you were 12, 13, 14 years of age? What did you think you wanted to be?
When I was small, I thought I wanted to be a nurse because I was named after the nurse who helped deliver me.
So your mom is there and she goes, what am I going to name this child? I was anticipating a boy.
Well.
She looked right over there and said, Faye, that's a great name.
That's right. That's right. Actually, it was a promise. I was expected on or around the nurse's birthday.
Okay.
And my mom just said, well, if she's born on your birthday, I'll name her after you. And guess what? I was born on her birthday.
That's pretty awesome. So you wanted to be a nurse, and then as time went on, what happened?
Well, when I was in high school, I became a student bus driver, and I just took a liking to being around the students, and the students would draw me pictures, and it was just so much fun. I called my bus my rolling bulletin board, my bulletin board on wheels, because I would let them decorate the upper panels of the bus, and we would sing songs and just do fun things. So I went off to college thinking, well, I'll just major in math. And but as time went on, I decided I think I would like to gravitate toward education, and that's what I did. I earned my degree in elementary education, and it was great. I was raising a family at the time as well, so with summers off with the children to help, you know, to have time spent with them was great. So it's worked out very well for me.
Very well, that's right. Mm-hmm. And now you are superintendent of District 51. Now, when you were when you were teaching and all this, did you have your eye on going into administration, or did that just happen?
I had no intentions at all. None whatsoever. I wanted to earn my master's degree after a few years teaching, and so I consulted with my principal, Dr. John Sneed, at the time, and I thought, well, I'll just get a master's in elementary education. But he said, you need to diversify. Give yourself an opportunity for advancement. So you should try to get your master's. You should go for your master's in administration. And so I took his advice, and that was some of the best advice that anyone could give, because it did allow me opportunities later on to pursue a principalship. Sure. And then ultimately a superintendency.
Yeah. Just for the record, would you ever like to be just a teacher and not have to deal with all the paperwork and the headaches of being a superintendent?
Well, I actually do feel like I get to be teacher and go into classrooms with kids and with the reading and so forth. I still have that desire, yes. Yeah. And some, you know, I've been Sunday school teachers at my church some too, although right now I'm organist, so I can't really do all of that. But
you definitely are versatile, Faye.
But anyway, I don't think I could go back to teaching. It's the teaching profession nowadays is so demanding. My hat is off to all the teachers out there, because the demands that are placed on them. And I tell you what, that's where the work gets done in the school district. And we are just so blessed to have such talented and dedicated teachers in Wearsholes that are meeting the needs of our kids and giving great results. But it would be very difficult. I'd have to go through a lot of training to get back into just teaching. It's difficult.
Teaching is totally different today than it was even, 20 years ago?
Absolutely. It's changed so much.
And not only that, I mean, when you put the technology aspect into it and the internet, all the stuff going on, I mean, it really is a killer, not only for the teachers, but for the students, I think.
Right. That technology piece is something that's sort of gone off and left me. I try to keep up, but it's great. I mean, there's so many more opportunities for children now, and the technology opens up a whole new world. I just think it's awesome.
Now, how is Wearsholes? We know that there is a little economic down problem over there. You don't have the amount of tax dollars coming in over there. How do y'all fare as far as having good technology? And, you know, do you have smart boards? Do you have those things that you need to have?
I would put us up against a lot of school districts. We're not quite as advanced as, say, the urban districts, I guess you would say. We do have a very reliable infrastructure, bandwidth to support our equipment. We do have smart boards. And actually, this coming year, we're going to expand and do some of the 70-inch TV screens in our primary school. It's a Title I school, so it has some extra dollars, federal dollars, that we can use to allocate toward advancements in technology. So we're actually going to have some really high-tech equipment in 3 or 4 of the classrooms. We have to start small. We have to do things one step at a time and plan, but technology has been a priority in our district because it is the way that kids seem to learn best nowadays.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Faye Sprouse. She is superintendent of Wearsholes School District 51. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We're going to be right back. Hey, if you've got a question for Faye, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm here with Faye Sprouse, and we're having a good conversation about schooling, and particularly where Shoals School District 51. Now, Faye, you really have worked to try to be innovative over there and work with what you have. And one of the things that really impressed me is when I saw that you went in front of County Council and said you weren't asking for any more money. And I think everybody in the room must have sat there and went, what? You said, no, we just need jobs up there in Ware Shoals. Why did you do that?
Well, Anne, asking for more money, the amount that I was allowed to ask for by state law was a little over 2 mills. And that would only generate for us maybe $14,000 or $15,000. The value of the mill in Ware Shoals is around $6,400, and that's because our property values are very, very low. We need economic development in our neck of the woods because we are basically a pocket of poverty up there.
That you are. Yes.
Many families are living in dire situations, and but we have great potential. We have great potential, and you know, there's, I think, a great deal of property that's available for development, and we have the resource of the river. We have people who are ready and willing to go to work. We have a great school system, and when businesses come to town, what do they ask first? How are your schools?
Sure.
Well, our schools are very well, thank you. We may have some old buildings. We may lack in resources, but we don't lack in results. So
that's got a great football field, too.
That's right.
That's
great,
right.
Great stadium. Our high school may have been built in 1926, but it is a classic beauty, and it's been very well maintained. And the quality of teaching that goes on in every classroom is superior. So you can just look at our results and know that just because you step back in time into some older buildings doesn't mean that you are derelict in your education. We provide a very strong educational foundation for each one of our students. And back to the economic development, it would be so much more beneficial to our district, to our small little corner of the world, if we had higher assessed values. And then if I needed some additional school funding, I wouldn't have to go and ask for a 30 mil increase, which I'm not allowed to ask for anyway by law. But that's why, you know, we're just going to cut corners. I've proposed a reorganization for our district. We're going to collapse some of the grade levels and make space in some of our buildings so that we can close down some facilities. Right now, for example, my transportation office is in one building, a space in the old National Guard Armory. Our maintenance is in another building, and then we have our district office. Well, all of us are closing down those buildings, even including my office, the district office, and we're moving into a school. We're moving into the bottom floor of a building on the high school campus, and that way we can reduce some of our overhead costs. So we're looking at ways of reducing our bottom line.
You know, and, you know, those are little things, you know.
Sure.
But in the end, they really add up. You know,
absolutely.
If the federal government would look at doing some of these things, we might make we might make a dent in that, but they don't even start the process, do they?
No, they're not willing at all to look at those kinds of things, unfortunately.
So then what would become of the buildings?
Well, we may put them up for sale. We don't own the National Guard Armory. We were just paying a maintenance contract on a fire alarm system that was there. But the district office that we occupy now, yes, we anticipate putting it up for sale if there's anyone who will come and buy it. But,
right.
You know, that's another question.
Sure. So, and really, several years ago, I mean, you really have moved the mountain up. I mean, you know, you're not perfect, but you definitely have moved the mountain from the educational aspects, and you've really concentrated, I think we can say, from day one that you've been in superintendent there, in making things tighter and better for the education. I mean, your scores have come up. It's been amazing.
Well, thank you very much. We have worked on it every day, day in, day out. And I think what has made the difference in say, the last 5 or 6 years is that we're using data for decision making. We're looking at individual student results and finding where it is, what weaknesses they have, what strengths they have, and then designing individual instruction for those children. So, and just having those high expectations and keeping our focus. You know, a lot of times you can lose focus by trying to do too many things. We want to do one thing well, and that is teach the standards in the classroom based on and base the instruction around data. So that's what we're doing well, and we have a purpose. Our purpose, the three words that drive everything we do, they're action words. It's learning, serving, and leading. You know, it starts with learning. Of course, that's going to go on, but it's bigger than learning. We have to teach our children to serve, to give back. And our children and schools have done so well with projects for Relay for Life and being blood donors.
Helping. How about the 10,000 burpees?
That's right, and the burpee challenge, of course. And yeah. Cameron is a graduate of Wareshills High School. We're so proud of his accomplishment. That's giving back. He is definitely a role model for our kids and everyone. So our students are giving back, and they're leading. We have student council who hold offices on the state council. We have students in lots of aspects who are being leaders, and we're just so proud of them and continue to encourage them, and we thank their families for getting behind them and pushing them as well.
You know, another thing is it seems to me is that a graduate of Wareshoals is a graduate of Wareshoals forever. You know, I mean,
right.
You really have a strong alumni association. I know they were working on the field house. They want to redo that down there at the football field. And
right.
Cameron being a graduate here and, you know, seeing the kids trying to run without the proper equipment for mm-hmm. the cross-country team said, so we got to do something about that. I mean, you know, those are things that you look at and you can say, this is old-time schooling, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. I can call on alumni and they'll be there. 6 years ago, we had a new band director who came to town, and our band was struggling at the time. There weren't very many participants. And so she proposed a plan. We've got to start young. We've got to get in there in sixth grade and have a sixth grade band. But what? We didn't have instruments. So I reached out. We have our main cheerleader is Tom Martin. He has an email system that is worldwide, and all he has to do is put something out. So I asked Tom to put the message out. We led a Band-Aid campaign.
A Band-Aid campaign,
and our alumni gave very generously. We raised over $6,000, which allowed us to be able to start the sixth grade band program. And guess what? 6 years later, those kids who started in sixth grade band, they're graduating this year, and the rest of the band earned the highest band award that the state gives. They just found out a couple of weeks ago they earned the Outstanding Performance Award for South Carolina. So we're very proud.
So you don't have to have all the money in the world to build a good school?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
What do you need?
You need dedicated teachers. You need committed individuals and enthusiasm. You know, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm, and that's a quote that I use quite often.
Well, that's a good one. I like that one. You know, on Saturday mornings, I'll go ahead and share something. We do what we call the money cheer here in the store, and okay. That's to get everybody going and to say, you know, this is the day we need to go out there and make the buckos.
There you go.
And that's
great.
What it takes. Yeah.
Enthusiasm, motivation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys, I have broadcasted over there at Wareshoals. You guys are brutal. I just want to say that. The football team is brutal.
Well,
when you start stomping on the bleachers there and uh-huh. everything, it's deafening.
Well, you use that to your advantage. Motivation, that's right.
That's right. All right. Well, we are here with Faye Sprouse. She is the superintendent of Wareshoals School District Number 51. She's going to be here for the next half hour. I want to talk about some other issues, challenges that they are dealing with, and some of the things they've got going on. We've talked about the Wareshoals High School Band, their Outstanding Performance Award. I understand they're doing a duck race at this weekend's Catfish Festival, another excellent thing going on over there in Wareshoals. So hopefully you'll stay right with us. If you've got a question for Faye, don't hesitate to call us. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. News is up. We'll be back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hello, hello, hello. We are here with Faye Sprouse this afternoon. She is superintendent of Ware Shoals School District. And I just saw Ware Shoals Elementary got the National Blue Ribbon Award, and then the high school got the bronze medal from U.S. News and World Report. Come on now, Faye, what are you doing? What are you guys doing over there? How do you wangle that over there? And not really, you don't have all the best school equipment and all the best schools over there. How do you do this?
Well, if I had a magic potion, I'd let you sell it, since you used to do radio sales. Unfortunately, there is no magic potion. It is a lot of hard work. It's attention to detail, as I said a while ago, using data to help guide our instruction, to make our decisions. Those were pretty special awards. For the elementary school to earn the National Blue Ribbon Award, only 5 schools from our state were nominated last year.
How many blue ribbons do they give out across the country, do you know?
Across the country, I know that 417 are allowed to be nominated.
Okay.
And then of that, I'm not sure exactly how many were given out, but ours was one. So,
right. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And we were nominated by the State Superintendent of Education. And then after that, there was another year before the school could actually find out if it won, because they had to maintain their academic excellence and they had to meet AYP, which is Adequate Yearly Progress. And this award was based on 4 years worth of academic achievement data. So it was no fly by night. It was no competition. It was a true nomination for exemplary academic performance. And we're so very proud of them. They also earned 100 on their state, on the Federal Accountability Report Card. And excellent on their state report card. So pretty special. And then just a couple of weeks ago, we found out about the Bronze Award from U.S. News and World Report. They examine all high schools in the country, mm-hmm. and they narrow it down and then examine schools' math and reading achievement data, and they look at the percent disadvantaged students, whether it be from free and reduced lunch or whether it be ethnicity, and all of those factor into a formula. It's a statistically done thing, and we ended up with a bronze award, and that means we're tops in the nation. There are gold awards and silver awards, which are ones who ranked
right.
above us, of course, but we're just happy.
Yeah,
we're just very tickled that we got a bronze award, and which recognizes the hard work of our teachers and our students. And it's
pretty
exciting.
So in the state, there were, as far as the blue ribbon for your elementary school, yours was the only school in the state to get the blue ribbon?
No, there were all 5 that were nominated.
There
were 5 that were nominated, and made it. And ours, I think there may have been 2 in the upstate, but 5 in South Carolina.
5 in South Carolina. You know, I do you have any idea how many elementary schools there are in the state?
If Mrs. Nancy Brown, the principal here, she can tell you how many teachers, how many students, how many elementary schools, and, probably how many books in all those schools. I don't know. She has all those stats under her hat.
Okay. I was just curious. But, within the state to have 5 out of however many, that's a huge award.
It is.
And I guess there weren't any in this area, in Greenwood or Abbeville or something? No, there weren't. Just you, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. I'm telling you what, that's impressive. And then for the Bronze Award, what type of requirements do you have to have for that? I mean, what makes that you get be allowed to have that award?
Well, it's based on math and reading proficiency
okay.
On state assessments.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that is, of course, on everybody's mind and where it's going and what's going to happen is this Common Core thing.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think about the Common Core?
I think Common Core is a way to level the playing field from state to state. Many people think it's a federal initiative when it's not. It was actually proposed by the governors of the states and the chief state school officers, basically the state superintendents. And so it was a way to standardize so that a child moving from, say, Colorado to South Carolina in the middle of the year wouldn't end up here not knowing what's going on because they hadn't been taught the same type of material. So actually, I believe that it's a good thing to have common standards across the states that are very challenging. Our state standards were already among the toughest in the nation. Common Core, probably a little tougher, but that's okay. This is a challenging world that we live in, and we need for our children to be globally competitive. And Common Core, I believe, is a way for them to be globally competitive and for us to be able to compare ourselves to students all over the United States.
Well, there sure is a lot of discussion about it and which way it should be. And what do you think? Do you think the future is that Common Core is going to be instigated? I know they've started it, but do you think it will continue, Faye?
Well, our state legislature has become involved. It's become very political.
Right.
And it seems that the bill that's being debated now is going to stop Common Core after this next year of implementation. At that time, the standards will be evaluated and reworked to become, I guess, a version of South Carolina standards. They will be assessed by experts. And so I do think that elements of Common Core will still remain in there. I think that, I at least hope that they will. Because our teachers have worked so hard over the past 3 years implementing Common Core. You talk to most teachers and they're in favor of them, at least in our district, they are. And our administrators are in favor of moving forward. But with the political process, as you understand, we're a democracy. And so if there's some who want to sort of put the brakes on and evaluate, then that's what we'll do.
You know, one of the things that they always talk about when we talk about education is where education should come from. Should it come from the local area? Do you have the involvement with your parents and guardians of your children? Do you have that involvement? I know in some areas, they say it's like pulling teeth to get any involvement of the parents, guardian, grandparents who may be taking care of the children. What do you find over there in Ware Shoals?
Well, it's a mixed bag. At the primary and elementary levels, as in most districts, you have more involvement. When the children are little, just starting school, there seems to be a lot of involvement. Just last week at our primary school, they had parents were invited to come to lunch, and I believe they fed over 242 parents or something in one day. It was just amazing.
Because it was a free lunch? No,
we didn't serve free lunch to them.
Okay, all right.
But it was a great way for them to get inside the school to, you know, just to spend some time. And it's the community piece that's needed. We need community support,
sure.
Parent support, because all of that factors into student success. At the elementary school, we still have a great deal of parent involvement, and particularly when students are involved in a program, after hours, then parents and grandparents come out, book fairs. You know, they're very creative at the elementary and primary level in getting parents involved. Once students hit the middle school, the high school, I don't know if it's a factor of if it's the fact that kids don't want their parents to come, it may be. They're asserting their independence. It's sort of an awkward time. And, parents I know want to give their children space too. But we still need them to come. And I attended awards night at Ware Shoals High School last week. There was a huge crowd. So I was so proud of that. In previous years, people have come out. But this past week, at the awards day, well, it was because so many of our kids were getting awards it was amazing how many of our students have qualified for scholarships and awards. But we had a great crowd. So, you know, it just depends on what's going on. And parents are so busy nowadays, and they have so many,
it's tough.
Much going on. It is. But hopefully they need to make their being involved in school a priority.
You know, one of the things that I think is a problem for parents today is the homework. I mean, it has moved beyond a lot of us who thought we were pretty good at doing stuff.
It's the new math all over again.
Yeah, it's become pretty difficult. Right. So I know they get frustrated just trying to be involved sometimes.
Sure. Well, and in today's world of technology, fortunately, the teacher is just an email away. And our teachers are very good about being involved in helping students. And, you know, even if it's the after hours, a lot of them will answer an email or, you know, to try to offer help. So, yeah, it's a whole new curriculum. It's the math, particularly with Common Core, requires students not just to memorize, it requires them to understand the processes. And so it's like I said, it's new math again. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors when we come back. I think I'm going to ask her about handwriting and a few other questions here. So don't you go away.
I'm ready. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, 4:50 in the afternoon, coming up on that 5 o'clock hour. It has been an absolute delight to have Faye Sprouse here from District 51. She is the superintendent. And evidently, Faye, you have really impressed some people with what you've done over there at Ware Shoal. So kudos. And it's nice to see that a superintendent has that positive energy to work with the teachers. I know it's not a single person, but there is a leader that helps motivate and get things moving in that direction.
Well, thanks, Anne. And it's certainly not about me. It's about the kids. And we want to keep it that way. But again, as I said to you a while ago, the real work gets done in those classrooms. And as long as we have quality, effective educators in every classroom, we're going to get the job done no matter what.
You know, pay is always a thing for teachers, isn't it? We, you know, from a professional mm-hmm. standpoint, they don't really make the money that they should for caring for our children, for wiping their noses and teaching them how to read and all these other things. We really demand a lot of our teachers, and yet we don't seem to really, in some aspects, respect that, do we?
No, unfortunately. And people just don't know what all a teacher has to do, and not just has to do, but truly is dedicated to doing. Children come to school every day with baggage, mm-hmm. you know, especially nowadays with the breakdown of the family. It's amazing. They have to be moms. They have to be counselors. They have to be nurse. And somewhere in amongst all of that, they have to teach.
Sure.
So there's so many needs of children, and our teachers are challenged every day. And you know what? They don't check it at the door when they leave either. The teachers take it home with them. They think about these children even after hours, and a lot of them help those children in outside of school. You know. Our
communities. And they also spend a lot of I would say little money.
Sure.
It's the $5 here, mm-hmm. the $2, the $10. It adds up over a year's time.
Right. And they do it just because they care. And that's what's key to education is caring about kids and meeting them where they are.
Yeah. So, I think to be able to motivate a group and keep that, because I've seen plenty of school systems where there's a lot of backbiting and nothing really gets accomplished.
Well, that's wasted time in my book.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about was one of the principles of Common Core, though, was this handwriting thing. We don't need handwriting. Come on now, Faye. What do you think?
Well, I think handwriting is still a basic form of communication. So I'm a proponent of handwriting. We've never given up teaching cursive handwriting in our schools, and we won't give it up. Now, legislators are getting involved, and they're going to, as I understand it, they're requiring it.
Yeah.
And but we never dropped it, so we're not going to have to do anything differently, thank goodness.
But it is frightening that they came up with this idea that we don't need to have handwriting. I mean, you know, how were you supposed to learn to sign your name? Would you do an X or... You know, a bunch of numbers on a computer screen? Or?
It beats me. But I think with this technology, a lot of people are arguing, well, you know, kids can't read the cursive anyway because all they see is the, you know, the text on the manuscript print on the computer. But no, I don't buy that. I think kids need to be able to read both cursive and manuscript.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are here like we are talking about education. We're talking about where Shoals. And let's see. Freddie Adams said Faye should take her knowledge out on the road and then run for superintendent of education. Well, Faye, what do you have to say about that?
Well, Freddie, I think you might need to go on Jay Leno and be a comedian or something. But thank you. No, oh boy, that's thank you very much. I appreciate that. I definitely wouldn't take that on. No, ma'am. I'm an educator, and you know, when politics creeps in, then things get muddy. So I'll just stick to doing what I'm doing. But thanks, Freddie. I appreciate your vote of confidence.
Absolutely. Well, somebody could take a lot of lessons that wants to be more politically. And speaking of elections, my goodness, there is enough people running for superintendent of education. I've never seen the field this large.
Nor have I. And it's going to be so important for all of us to get out and vote in the primaries because, of course, that determines the ticket in November.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're not going to be in town June 10th, make sure you vote absentee. But first of all, study the candidates because they have differing philosophies, and it's going to be very important for us to get out there and pick a quality state superintendent of education who can provide the leadership for our children, for the children of our state.
Absolutely. And that's why right here on WCRS, we've already started our political jaunt for the next till June 10th. So we're actually going to have, some days we'll have one and two candidates on for a whole hour. So we've opened up the 5 to 6 hour that we'll be talking to people.
Well, that's
just
fantastic.
Just to help people get to know the person.
Sure.
And I think that's very, very important.
It is.
So if you tune in right here to WCRS, you'll hear a lot of these interviews. It's a big field. In fact, tomorrow we are going to have Mika Childs on. Mika Childs is going to be on. And let's see, then on Thursday we have Sally Atwater. So, and next week we've got, it just keeps going and going. Who is it? Tom Thompson. And the list goes on. So we'll have all of them on, hopefully.
Good. Well, thanks for educating the public and allowing them to get to know the candidates.
Absolutely. Well, Faye, we are almost out of time. What else would you like us to know about Ware Shoals that maybe I haven't missed or is something that you'd like to talk about?
I've lived in Ware Shoals all my life. It's a great place to live and to raise a family. We may be, like I said, lacking in resources. We're not lacking in results in our school system. We have a beautiful community. We have, the Saluda River, the Shoals, and don't forget about the duck race this weekend. There's going to be about 6,000 ducks dumped over the bridge, the Marion Carnell Bridge, fundraiser for Ware Shoals PTA. So that'll be fun. The winner gets to go to Walt Disney World.
Wow.
So,
how much are you selling the ducks for?
They're $2 a piece or three for $5.
Wow, that's cheap, Faye.
That's cheap. Yeah, adopt a duck today. So,
and how do you adopt a duck if anybody wants to do that, Faye?
The children, PTA is selling them, and let me see if this is on my,
you got a
just call us. Call 861-2261. That's the primary school, 861-2261, and they can hook you up. But, we have a lot of great things going on. We're very connected. We are a very generous community. When there's a need, then there are people who respond. And that's what, you know, that's a great place to raise kids when you have a generous, caring community and a quality school system.
You know, I think the thing when the mill closed down over there, it hurt Ware Shoals a whole lot. And it's taken a good 20 years to bring it back around.
Right. Well, we still miss the jobs, of course. We need jobs. We need economic development. But and we're waiting, and we're ready, and we're educating workers. So send the businesses, please.
Absolutely. Now, how are your kids faring on going off to college? You were talking about all the awards, that the scholarships and whatnot. How are your kids doing on that?
We do have a high participation rate, students who go off to college, and I don't have that stat right in the forefront of my mind, but I would say a good three-fourths of kids go off to 2-year or 4-year college. Others enter the workforce or go into the military, and so we have children who have gone off to bright futures. You know, my children were educated in the schools and have done very well. I was educated in Ware Shoals, so don't forget that.
There's been a lot that have and that have gone out, and then they come back and they support, like Cameron Dorn coming back to
Absolutely.
Support. I mean, that was a huge hurt to one's body to go out and 10,105 burpees.
It was.
He did it, and he did it with style, and he did it quicker than any 24 hours that they talked about.
Absolutely.
So that was awesome.
Right.
Well, Faye, it has been an absolute delight to sit down and talk to you about what's going on in Ware Shoals from the educational aspect. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it. I appreciate it.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.